O'Donnell conceded the race to Fisher, who had a 24,000 vote lead. That's close, but it had to be within a quarter of 1% of the votes cast, or about 10,000 votes, to trigger an automatic recount. Secretary of State spokesman Josh Eck says recounts don't usually result in different outcomes.
The only thing that sometimes changes a little bit is a couple of paper ballots here and there, so it's not likely a recount would change the result very much.
Only one statewide race has ever been close enough for an automatic recount. The 1990 Attorney General's race, in which Democrat Lee Fisher got 1,234 more votes than Republican Paul Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is retiring from the Ohio Supreme Court this year. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.